Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Colleen Hendon, Executive Director, Mental Health America of Licking County. Beautiful day so far, sunny skies, going to be sunny throughout the day, high near 71, partly cloudy tonight, low near 39. And then for Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, could see a little bit of rain and a high near 70, but beautiful weather out there right now. And, you know, Colleen, we and Joel and I are always talking about the weather and getting out and doing things. Now, if you had your perfect day, and everyone said to you, Colleen, go do what you want outside, what would that be?
Ooh, so I would say it would be taking my 3-year-old daughter and going to Rotary Park.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, who gets on the swings in that? Will you do that with her? Because a lot of people, when they see me at the park with my little brother, they're like, that big guy's getting on a swing over there? I mean, are you one of those that'll just jump right on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. My Mayo encourages me to get on the swings with her. So, yeah.
3-year-old, that's got to be tough to run around a park because Rotary Park is a big spot.
It is.
She keeps you busy, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, she does. She keeps me on my toes.
Yeah. See, now, Joel, that's what we should be doing instead of always going golfing. Just two old guys go to the Rotary Park and get on the swings. Could you imagine what that would look like?
I think the golf courses are probably better with us there. That's what I'm
you've
saying.
Seen me play. I don't think so.
I don't know. You in a swing I haven't seen, but I think I'll take the golf.
See, people may need your services if they see me on a swing. I know he needs them when we're playing golf. So, speaking of Mental Health America of Licking County, you've got your big fundraiser. Night of Hope is coming up next Saturday, the 22nd, or is that the 23rd?
Yep, 22nd.
22nd. Talk a little bit about that, where it's going to be held, and all those good kind of things.
Yeah. So next Saturday, we'll be at Licking Springs Country Club, formerly the Trout Club, for MHA's Night of Hope. Night of Hope is our biggest fundraiser of the year to help support our programs. It's an evening where we'll have a cash bar, live auction, showcasing a variety of exciting items, and then live music with Big Bad Stash. And the night will be emceed by Phil Fry.
Sorry for your luck. Say that.
You can say that. I'm in Phil's corner.
And our auctioneer for the night is David Wyeth
as David's
well.
And David's really good at what
yes,
he does.
He is.
So,
yes.
I mean, that'd be fine. And Phil, we joke with him all the time, but he will be a lot of fun as your MC. I think they both did it last year, too.
They did, yes.
So they're really... And Big Bad Stash, now come on. I mean, that's a pretty good get for you guys. I mean,
yeah.
How excited are you to have them hit the stage?
Oh, super excited. We had them last year as well, and just such amazing energy and just such great live music.
Yeah, Joel and I have seen them before. So you mentioned, I don't know if you have some of the items or can mention some of the items.
Sure.
You want to keep it kind of close to the vest for this, but there usually are some really cool items up for auction.
Yeah, definitely. So just some of the featured items that we had this year. We do have some tickets to a crew game. We also have a variety of different types of packages for self-care, some packages for our cat lovers and dog lovers, as well as some Airbnb stays, one of which is a Hobbit kind of themed based kind of Airbnb.
Did you say Hobbit?
Hobbit, yes.
Hobbit. Based.
Oh, themed.
Now look, take it easy over there, Ryan.
I'm just asking. I just want to make sure.
Because the Hobbit movies are three of my favorite movies.
I'm not harshing it. I just wanted to clarify.
Where is that? Down in Hocking County? Or is that... Yeah, because I know they were doing something down there like
yep,
that.
Yep.
Very nice. Let me buy my raffle ticket right now. So you got that. What else you got?
So we also have other types of items in terms of auctions for, goodness, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that I wanted to highlight here.
It's a live and silent auction, though, right? You do have some...
It's all live
okay.
Auction. Yep,
okay.
Yep. We do have a lot of different experiences, too. So experiences over at The Works, as well as some other types of items in terms of just kind of nice items from Pugues, jewelry as well. So just a variety of items that folks can choose from. We also have our mystery boxes as well, which includes up to $100 in cash. And then we also have a raffle as well.
I like that a lot.
Talk a little bit. I don't know if you mentioned tickets, how much they are and how folks can get a hold of them, and are they available at the door?
Yeah. So tickets are $35 a person. That's for that starts at 7 p.m. for the live auction, and then 8 p.m. for the music. $100 VIP tickets for folks who want to join us at 6 p.m. For complimentary food and drink prior to the auction. And tickets, you can give us a call at 740-522-1341. And we also accept at the door as well.
Yeah. Now, Joel, I don't know if you've ever been there. I've had to miss it, though. I'm going to miss it this year, and I missed it last year because of being on vacation. But if you can afford it, I mean, a lot of folks sometimes can't afford it, but if you can afford that VIP session, that's a ball. I mean, that really, the food is outstanding. Who is the Trout Club is going to be doing, or I shouldn't say it, Licking Springs.
Licking Springs.
It's going to take a while to get used to that. They're going to supply the food,
and
we all know how good their food is.
Oh, yeah.
But it really is. I have a lot of fun there just kind of talking and mingling. And the other thing about that is you learn a lot about MHALC when you go to that, because you folks are there, you're talking to people. I found that to be a lot of fun. We've done that a couple of times. So if you can, I would suggest folks do that, because that's really a great time, that little hour before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, will you have people there with information this year to say, here's the different programs we have?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll kind of have it sprinkled throughout the night. So of course, we'll have some of our staff members there kind of representing the different programs. Also during the live auction, in between some of the auction items, we'll also just have some information about our programs as well, kind of, like I said, just kind of sprinkled throughout the night.
Mm-hmm. It's a great time. Before we take a break, folks want to get involved in this. You know, it's so much fun, but you got to remember what you're doing it for, because as you and I were talking beforehand, you know, you're not flush with money, and it's hard to be able to continue to put these programs and services out there. That's why this fundraiser is so important. I believe you said it's your biggest one of the year. You really do need to come out and support, because you got to have the money to provide these programs, correct?
Right, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, do you worry about that? At some point that you're like, my gosh, I don't know that we can continue to do these great things we're doing in the community.
Yeah, definitely. Funding for nonprofits are always always challenging. So we really do rely heavily on donations and our donors. So we greatly appreciate, you know, any type of monetary kind of donation.
And folks can just make a donation any time of the year, right? I mean,
I
mean, you know, if you can't make it to the Night of Hope fundraiser, I mean, if I have an extra $100,000 laying around because we're in radio college. I mean, we can just make it out to Mental Health America of Licking County and take care of it. So you don't have to do it that night. But I mean, if you can make a donation, and if you can get over there, either if you go for the VIP or you go for the auction and that, it's such a fun night. We'll get into more of what is happening at Mental Health America of Licking County and all those important programs and services you folks provide. We'll get that next. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Colleen Hennon, Executive Director, Mental Health America of Licking County. Beautiful Wednesday morning at 9:17. Sunny skies today, high near 71. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 39. And then for Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of rain and a high near 70. So beautiful spring-like weather. I know, Joel, you've been able to get out and golf. It's probably been pretty nice when you're out there.
It's been surprisingly dry. I mean, I know I can't remember, a couple days ago, I saw a graph that had Licking County in the dry kind of fire awareness zone. And so, you know, usually this time of year, you're a little on the muddy side, but it's definitely drying out. I don't know if that's good or bad for farmers this time of year. I imagine getting the fields disked up and getting prepared, that's probably a good thing, but another dry year probably doesn't bode well.
No, not at all. And again, I want to say to all the folks who are getting in line in front of me at the Moo Moo Car Wash, get out of my way. I've gone three times now and had been turned away three times. By myself. I mean, nobody's telling me don't go, but my God.
Don't you have a hose and a bucket?
Well, I'm getting my little brother Thursday afternoon. So the wife asked me, she's like, well, what are you going to do with him Thursday? I said, oh, don't worry.
Some water fun.
We have something planned
water
for him.
Water fun.
Pizza and car wash. I mean, what more do you want?
I suggest you do it the other way.
Oh yeah, the car wash is coming first.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Are you wanted to do the car yourself?
Nope, I actually have Moo Moo Car Wash as well, and yep, it's been a challenge getting in there for sure.
I mean, I tried three different places, and yesterday I just threw my hands in the air. I went, forget it. Yep. We're just going to do it myself.
They say the average car wash takes about 3 minutes, so you just, and they go in like every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just do the math. It's not that long.
It is long when you got to be at the eye doctor.
It's not that long.
I got there, and I'm like, got to meet the eye doctor in a half an hour that's almost backed out to set Hopewell Drive. I'm not going to make it.
You would have made it.
I'm not going to make it.
I'm telling you.
I was not going to make it.
I'm telling you, John Roush and his team got it down to a science. I know you would make it.
And Colleen, you better not have been one of the cars in front of me that I was using. Almost say to that. Hey, something you don't have to wait for, services and programs at Mental Health America, and there's so many important ones, but the one that I know you've really been talking about over the last couple of years is suicide prevention. You don't want to have to talk about it, but it's a sad reality. I mean, this is an important program for mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, talk a little bit about what some of the things that you guys will provide for folks when you're talking about suicide prevention and where you do it, at schools and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So our suicide prevention program, we're predominantly in the schools, so middle schools and high schools here in Licking County, where we're providing some of the evidence-based practices. So we offer signs of suicide or SOS. We also just started providing last school year Sandy Hook Promises curriculum as well that focuses on suicide prevention as well as violence prevention. And social inclusion. We also, in terms of the community, we offer a variety of evidence-based practices as well. So one of them is QPR, or question, persuade, and refer. So that's about an hour to 90-minute training where we teach folks the signs and symptoms of suicide, as well as just kind of talk about some of the ways where we can talk to somebody who might be thinking about suicide. Another one of our programs that we offer in the community is mental health first aid. And there's a variety of different types of mental health first aid. We have our youth-focused program where we're training adults who work with young folks. We have our adult mental health first aid, and then we also have older adult mental health first aid as well. And mental health first aid has been around for 20-plus years, is in 20-plus different countries around the world, and really is helpful in terms of helping to talk about some of the stigma surrounding mental health in general, as well as suicide, and teaches a 5-step action plan. The action plan is ALGEE. So not like algae that you find in the water. It's ALGEE, where we teach folks how to respond and help folks get into that appropriate professional help.
What do you say to folks who will say to you, well, suicide prevention, that's in schools. One, I'm not sure that should be there. And two, how big is that issue? I mean, do you hear that a lot? Because, I mean, a lot of folks may not want to think that that's an issue, but it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge issue across the country, and especially here in Licking County. Most oftentimes, I think a lot of folks now are aware that we do, especially having basically a suicide epidemic amongst our young folks. And I think the biggest piece that folks have a hesitancy towards when it comes to suicide prevention is is that if we ask the question about suicide, that we're going to be planting the seed. When what we know is that when we ask about suicide, it can actually be a relief for folks. So asking the question about suicide is actually suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm. Hope Valley is a place, and I know you were talking about how you partner with other agencies because you can't do it all by yourself. Maybe talk a little bit about how you work with them and to try to get folks some of that support that they may need.
Yeah, definitely. So Hope Valley Wellness Retreat Center is a great organization here right in the backyard of Licking County. In addition to offering a space for retreats, which we actually had our summer retreat there, and it was just amazing. They also offer a wide range of different peer support programs, one of which we're partnering with for our survivors after suicide loss support group. So for folks who may have lost a family member, loved one to suicide, being able to provide some of that peer support.
Mm-hmm. How tough is that?
Extremely tough. And what we know, too, is that folks who have lost somebody to suicide are four times more likely to die by suicide themselves.
Wow, that's a scary number. I mean, definitely. You're shaking your head.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that number. Is that just something that if somebody's dealt with it and they're hearing this for the first time, is just pick up the phone, call you and say, hey, I need more information? I mean, is it bringing a lot of families together to show folks you're not alone in this journey? Is it one-on-one or is it whatever the person may need?
Yeah, so it's predominantly a peer support group. So being able to be in a group of folks who have a similar loss. And what we find, too, is that folks who have lost somebody to suicide, it is such a unique loss for folks. So being able to be with other folks who have also lost somebody to suicide can be really, really empowering and really impactful for folks.
Man, that is, it's a hard number to put your mind around.
Yeah, I'm thinking too, I mean, because we're kind of on the cusp of spring, and I know that, I mean, I've got friends that deal with seasonal affective disorder where, you know, you're just kind of down a little bit more in the wintertime when it's not as sunny and it's not as warm and you can't get out and do those things. Do the numbers of, you know, suicide and just health in general, mental health in general, does that kind of follow that pattern where we're a little bit brighter when it's brighter out and a little less so when it's not?
Yeah, so I really appreciate you bringing that up, Joel, because what we see, especially in the spring and summer months, is where we actually see an increase in deaths by suicide.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So some of that can be related to oftentimes folks who may be experiencing seasonal affective disorder have such low mood, such low motivation, and then when we're having kind of the warmer months, maybe that kind of increase in energy, folks are much more likely to act on those thoughts, unfortunately.
Wow, that seems counterintuitive to me.
This is the time.
Wow.
That's hard to fathom. Let's move on to maybe a little bit something happier than that, obviously. The Yes Club and the great work being done down there with our local youth. I mean, it continues to be, I call it a small little gem here in the community because maybe a lot of folks aren't exactly, you know, sure what it's all about. But boy, you do a nice job with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I mean, talk a little bit about what happens down there.
Yeah. So our Yes Club, Yes stands for Youth Engaged in Service. It's our after-school program as well as summer program. To provide Licking County youth a safe space to go to. We offer different educational programs as well as opportunities to be involved in the community as well as some field trip kind of opportunities as well. We have a lot of really great partnerships in the community with Second Presbyterian Church and a variety of different community partners who help us provide meals for the Yes Club members as well as different experiences that they may not otherwise have those experiences without the Yes Club.
And I know it's based in downtown Newark, but it's open to all Licking County students, correct? All youth in Licking County. I shouldn't say students, but we're in the school year. But it is open to all Licking County residents, not just those kids in downtown Newark. Another one is Grit, and we were, you know, we put you on the spot, or Joel put you on the spot earlier and asked you what Grit stands for. It's Growth, Resilience, Integrity, and Thrive. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our Grit program is in its 10th year of being in the middle schools and some high schools as well. It was developed by our own Sherry Johnston, who actually retired at the end of December. And her, the person who's kind of taken over Grit, Amelia, has done just such a great job. And that program is really in terms of they do a lot of art-based kind of projects, art kind of journaling, as well as talking about some tough issues. So whether it's self-esteem, might be non-suicidal self-injury, talking about things that a lot of our middle school girls may be facing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember being at one of the schools. I was doing Lunch Buddies, and there's a room where the kids go for lunch, and they go for that Grit. And I remember Sherry was coming in. She had this big box of stuff. I said, what are you doing now? And she started talking about the art and that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, you don't want me anywhere near you because I can't draw a stick figure. So it didn't matter for that. Got about a minute left. Maybe, again, if you want to remind folks when, where, times, and how people can get tickets for the big Night of the Hope.
Yeah, definitely. So our Night of Hope is next Saturday, March 22nd at Licking Springs Country Club. So you can purchase tickets. Feel free to give us a call at 740-522-1341. $35 for a basic ticket to get in for the live music and auction, and then $100 VIP ticket for that 6 p.m. start with complimentary food and drink.
And again, if you can afford it, go to that one, because then you're going to learn all you need to do, and you're just going to have so much fun. But you'll learn so much about Mental Health America through that time. Colleen, as always, I appreciate it. Let's hope we have good weather on the 22nd. I know you're going to have good music with Big Bad Staff,
right,
so that one you don't have to worry about
right.
at all. That one is covered. You're good with that. So hopefully the weather will hold out for you folks, and you'll have a good time at Mental Health America, Licking County's Night of Hope. So thank you so much, Colleen. It's always a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.